Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona, and up next, a pretty unique guest as far as our array of guests have been this week as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Greg Langbin joins us here on our Wahoo Week coverage. And, of course, you go, well, who's Greg Langbin? This is pretty interesting. He is the replay coordinator. Greg kind of serves as the main communication between the dugout and the clubhouse relay system during games. Boy, break that down into layman's terms for us, Greg, as far as how you actually do that during the in-game process.
Okay. In its simplest terms, I have two 32-inch high-def monitors in front of me that are playing the game live, and I also have 15 basically drop boxes with various camera angles. So you can align them any way you want to cover the field in any way you feel necessary, which is going to benefit you the most. So I try to coordinate them with cameras that are covering first base, some at second base. You got cameras that cover home plate. And essentially what happens whenever there's a close play, Brad Mills will call me. I never call him because we don't want the lines to cross. So he'll call me, and I need to give him an answer usually within 3 to 5 seconds.
Wow.
Whether that call was right or wrong. You know, there are times where you need a little extra time, which I will tell him, just give me a couple extra seconds, you know, because I want to give them the best information I can. And I don't want Tito to get impatient. You know, it's important.
Right.
And I got to make sure the call's right or wrong. And if I feel that it needs to be challenged, I'll say challenge it. Don't challenge it. Or if there's a play where I feel that it's not going to get overturned, we may pass on it.
Okay. So let's just give an example. So bang, bang, play at first. I mean, the throw's there, the foot's on the bag. I mean, it is, you know, that close. Mm-hmm. Take us through that process. So Mills contacts you to say, hey.
He'll call me.
Yep.
And in a play like you just described, for me, the best angles are going to be the center field camera, which is going to follow that play to first base because it gives you a good look at the ball, the glove, and the foot of the base runner or the batter runner. You have to break it down. And the terminology that was best used prior to this being implemented last year was clear and convincing evidence. And that's it. And if there's some gray area, you know, you can take that risk of challenging it and hoping you win. But, you know, it's my job to say they got it right, they got it wrong. There were examples last year. I can think of probably 3 to 5 plays at first base where it was simultaneous. And they go with the call that was on the field.
All in all, I think replay showed last year that for the most part, nobody's perfect. But umpires are pretty doggone good.
Yes.
I mean, they usually, more often than not, get the call right, correct?
Yes, and they really do. They do an excellent job. In my background, I also do some officiating. I did high school and college basketball for a long time.
I was going to talk about this
and, until you've been in an official's or an umpire's shoes, you don't understand how fast the game is. And like you just said, they are very good. Do they get them all right? No. And that's why this is in place, because it's so important. One play can turn an inning. And we found that out several times last year where a call benefited us offensively. And all of a sudden, the inning just changed. All of a sudden, we'd get a couple hits, a walk, an error, and next thing you know, we got a 3, 4, 5 run inning. So it is important. It's my job to look at it and say right, wrong, or I don't like it.
Again, we're talking with Greg Langbin. He is the video replay coordinator for the Cleveland Indians, talking a little bit about the new rule that was instituted last year. How long did it take before everybody was really comfortable with it?
Ooh, good question. You know, it's funny because last spring training, we had 5 games that were classified as replay games. And basically what it was is I sat up in the press box and had a walkie-talkie to communicate with Brad Mills. But the system we used in spring training was nothing like what we used in a regular season. All I was getting was the local feed.
Okay.
And I was at the mercy of what angles they were giving me, if that makes sense.
It does.
Now, when we had opening day in Oakland last year, we showed up in the clubhouse, and there was the replay system. And I had never used it before. We had a 2-hour seminar during spring training, but it wasn't, you know, they showed us this is a system, this is how it works, this is what to look for. It was a lot of information, but there wasn't much hands-on.
Okay.
Okay. So when the regular season opened, it was kind of like, here you go, figure it out.
So wow.
To answer your question, it took, for me personally, I would say a good month to 6 weeks where I figured out, okay, these these angles are going to help me the most. And when we're at home at Progressive Field, the angles are always the same, so it's a lot easier. So I could coordinate those angles any way I wanted, knowing that these are going to benefit us the most.
That's interesting.
Now, on the road, you're at the mercy of whoever. If we're in Detroit, it's their camera angles. So I have to go in long before the game starts and the first day into a city and figure out, okay, the system's good. And they're all the same. Everywhere you go, it's the same system. But the camera angles may change. Some are better than others. I won't get into which ones I think are the best. But and there's some where I thought, oh, boy, this is – I hope there's not a close play at the plate because, to be honest with you, there were a couple of stadiums where it just wasn't covered as well as I thought it should have been. But, you know, from a comfort standpoint, it took a while. But once we got – once we rolled into June – I'm not saying the job's easy because it's not. You have to make split-second decisions. But it just got easier to understand, okay, which plays are being overturned the most and what am I looking for? And the one thing with a backgrounds official is you look for certain things. And I tried not to look at the whole picture on a replay. I would just try to narrow that focus.
I got you.
To ball, glove, foot sliding in, foot touching the base, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it was easier to break it down for me. And I really think that's where my experience as an official really helped.
Now, speaking of this experience as an official, I do play-by-play on WEOL and the high school basketball officials in our area. Great group of guys. We have a great time together. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, I'm known to question a call on the air, Greg.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that you're okay with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. But as an official, you know, what I learned from some of the best guys back home, the old school guys when I was coming up, you know, I started when I was 20 or 21, is sometimes it's best when you always get questioned and coaches try to work you. That's just part of the game. It's always been that way. It always will be.
Right.
If you're honest with them, they will appreciate it a lot more. If you get combative and defensive, it can turn on you in a hurry. And I just learned from some real excellent officials that I still respect to the utmost to this day that, you know, there are times where you call something, you're like, uh-oh, maybe I got that wrong.
Yeah.
But you can tell them, just say, look, coach, I'm working hard. Our crew's working hard. We're doing the best we can. I may have kicked that call. You'd be amazed at how many guys will just look at you and say, okay, I appreciate that.
Right.
Because if you know you're wrong and then you start defending it, trying to convince them you were right, it doesn't work.
Right. Then that level just continues to rise.
Yep.
This is a great conversation. Really enjoyed it. Before we let you go, are they tweaking the system at all this year, or is it pretty much going to be what it was last year?
It's pretty much the same. The biggest change is each manager is now allowed two challenges.
Okay.
Okay. Last year, for example, if you got your first challenge wrong, you couldn't challenge anymore. Until the seventh inning on, you could go out and request a crew chief challenge, or you could say, even though you're out of challenges, you could go out and say, Tim, would you take a look at that? And they'll grant that request. Now, this year, it is two challenges. If you get your first one right, you still retain two more challenges.
Okay.
So essentially what it sounds like is if you keep getting them right, it's limitless. But to be honest with you, going back to our earlier part of the conversation, these guys are really good, the umpires, and they usually get them right.
Yep.
And the chances of having more than two challenges in a game is, it just doesn't happen that much. You know, the most we had in the game last year was two.
Okay.
And so, you know, they do a good job. They work hard. They're well respected. And, you know, if you would ask them, I think initially they would think, you know, maybe they didn't like replay, but I think everybody found out the system works. And it got better, and the timing of it got better last year.
And I think in the end, get the call right,
yep,
and everybody's happy.
That's all everybody wants.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Good conversation. This was fascinating.
Awesome.
Greg,
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate
you stopping by.
You got it.
Greg Langbin joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.